Record numbers of laid-off workers across Louisiana are waiting for badly needed assistance, while the state struggles to process hundreds of thousands of new unemployment claims. Betsy Shepherd reports on the lives that have been upended by the pandemic.
Before the coronavirus closed New Orleans businesses, Jemai Greenleaf made money shucking oysters, waitressing, bartending, doing whatever service industry gig she could get to support her family of two. Now she doesn't know how she's going to make ends meet.
I'm trying to take it one day at a time and trying to not panic about it.
Overnight, the coronavirus put Jemai Greenleaf out of work and shut down her two-year-old son's daycare center. Jemai and Jake are now hunkered down following the statewide stay-at-home mandate.
Having my son, I feel like I kind of quarantine myself a little more than most people, probably because I'm like his sole provider. So if anything happens to me, then like it's done.
Jemai tried to apply for unemployment benefits, but the state's website kept crashing and the phone system was jammed. The Louisiana Workforce Commission, which processes unemployment claims, says it's been deluged by tens of thousands of applications, which have crippled its automated system. Ava Dejois, who heads the commission, is encouraging people to apply in the middle of the night.
Just because of the sheer volume of individuals we have filing, it is slowing the system down.
Unemployment benefits can take weeks to process, and the maximum amount anyone can get from the state is $988 a month. That's less than the average monthly cost for housing and utilities in New Orleans. The math doesn't add up, says Shalacy Hall, a homeowner who recently lost her job as a waitress at Antoine's restaurant. She applied for unemployment, but says the check won't even cover basic necessities.
I really wanted to cry about it. Because it's either I'm going to take care of the utilities in the house and food, or I try to take care of the mortgage. So it's like one or the other, if not both.
Unemployment payouts in Louisiana are some of the lowest in the country. That's because the rates haven't changed much over the last 35 years. James Richardson, an economics professor at Louisiana State University, explains.
In the 1980s, due to the oil crisis at that time, the unemployment trust fund ran out of money.
As the economy recovered, only marginal increases in unemployment benefits were made, while the majority of surpluses in the state's unemployment trust were used to lower taxes on businesses. James Richardson says that as low as those benefits are now, they're likely to be cut even more.
That fund's going to go down because you're going to have a lot of benefits paid out and not as much money paid in.
Luckily, the stimulus package the federal government recently passed includes unemployment benefits that will add $600 a week to workers' state unemployment checks. That could help many bridge the financial gap until things go back to normal. But in New Orleans, a city so dependent on tourist dollars, many hospitality workers wonder if things ever will go back to normal.
The ripple effect does concern me. You know, we're a city in many ways hanging on threads.
Graham Cooper is a local tour guide that recently got furloughed. He worries about the pandemic's long-term economic impacts.
A lot of people will be hurt by this. A lot of small businesses that really define the city, we are very much going to be hit harder.
While Graham, Jemai, Shalacy, and tens of thousands of other New Orleans residents recalibrate their lives to survive off unemployment, they face an uncertain future. They don't know whether it'll be weeks, months, or half a year before they can go back to work, or whether they'll even have jobs to return to. In New Orleans, I'm Betsy Shepherd.
People can apply for unemployment benefits at laworks.net. Due to high volume, it is advised to wait until non-peak hours.